7:33 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, there's a new movie about to come out, Grant Henry. That movie is called 2,000 Mules. You can find details of it at 2000mules.com, 2000mules.com. And actually, it's going to debut here in a special showing in Franklin at the Thoroughbred in Franklin, and then also in Murfreesboro. You can go to 2000mules.com, 2000, the number 2000, 2000mules.com, and you can buy tickets and see it Monday. I think I'm going to go there on Monday night and do a little review of it. I know our Laura Begert, our lead reporter here in Tennessee, is going to be there as well. It's related to this story now that just broke late yesterday. At Just the News, our friend John Solomon reported this. Isn't he a great journalist?
Yeah, he's great.
And he's a great guy, too. We talk to him all the time, and we really like his reporting. Here's the story. Georgia investigators have signaled their focus in a wide-ranging investigation into alleged illegal ballot trafficking during the 2020 election, with subpoenas that target the possible source of funding for such an operation and any eyewitness participants. The four subpoenas obtained Monday by Just the News through an open records request show that the State Elections Board in Georgia and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger want the identity of any suspected participants in ballot harvesting, including a whistleblower identified only as John Doe, who an election watchdog claims admitted to gathering ballots for cash. So, just to be clear, ballot harvesting is illegal in Georgia. What is ballot harvesting? Well, I'll tell you what it is. If you if you're voting absentee and you have an absentee ballot, legally in the state of Georgia, there was only really two ways to do it, asterisk. One of the ways was to put it in the mail. The other was to go to the election office and give it personally. The other way, which I say an asterisk because this was adopted by, this procedure was adopted by the State Election Board without statutory authority under emergency rule procedures, you could put it in one of 300 drop boxes. Well, the security, the chain of custody of those ballots was not properly documented for most of them. We reported on that at the Georgia Star News. And in this instance, there's a movie that's coming out, The 2000 Mules, that it basically has the video of people ballot harvesting.
Oh, is that right?
Right. So, yeah, it's a video of, so you see, and it turns out, all of these 300 drop boxes in Georgia, they had video cameras, 24/7 surveillance, and they were supposed to track all this stuff, except none of the video was really looked at by Secretary of State Raffensperger. It was just there, and this group, a group called True the Vote, was able to obtain it, and you can see literally people engaged in illegal ballot harvesting. What they would do is the only people that could deliver it would be either the individual on it or a relative that could take the absentee ballot and either put it in a drop box or deliver it in the mail. And so what was happening here is all of these ballots, absentee ballots, were collected by nonprofits, hundreds of them. And then you would say there were about 2,000 around the country, maybe several hundred in Georgia, people that were paid allegedly $10 a ballot to collect these ballots and place them in drop boxes. That's illegal.
Yeah.
To do that. Well, the movie literally shows people like at 2 a.m. at a drop box in Georgia getting out of their car with like a couple hundred ballots and just stuffing them into the drop box.
Oh, wow.
That is illegal activity.
This is Dinesh D'Souza, right?
Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah, yeah.
The document demands that the Secretary of State sent out in subpoenas were delivered late last week to the election integrity watchdog called True the Vote, friend of ours, its founder Catherine Engelbrecht, and its researchers from a company called OPSEC Group LLC. They sought evidence that backs up the group's complaint last November, alleging that as many as 242 people in Georgia illegally gathered third-party ballots during the battleground states November 2020 election and subsequent U.S. Senate races. Now, just to recall, in Georgia, the election results that this Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, certified, the election results showed that out of 5 million votes cast, Joe Biden won the state's 16 electoral college votes by a margin of 11,000.
Mm.
Now, if these 242 people, let me read the rest of the story. The subpoenas asked for the identity and contact information of the several individuals regarding personal knowledge, methods, and organizations involved in ballot trafficking in Georgia. The request includes the identity of a whistleblower, Engelbrecht's group interviewed, who admitted being paid $10 for ballots he collected and all statements made by this guy. This is about this one particular guy said he got paid $40,000 for this thing.
Do you think that the state of Georgia has done enough to satisfy the voters, especially the Republican voting base down there, that this type of thing will not happen again in the upcoming midterms? That's one of my biggest fears here.
The answer is no.
Okay.
And part of the reason is on May 24th, there is a statewide primary election in Georgia. And two of the elected officials who did nothing, zero zip nada, to ensure the integrity of the election after all of these problems were first identified, are on the ballot. One is for governor, Brian Kemp, and he's being challenged by David Perdue, the U.S. senator who narrowly lost that runoff election in January after the November 2020 election. And then the other is Brad Raffensperger, mm-hmm. the Secretary of State, who's being challenged by Jody Heiss. As it turns out, our partner down there in Georgia, John Fredericks, radio host, the Godzilla of truth. He's got, he has his own program in the morning, same time as ours. He airs in Atlanta, Richmond, and Philadelphia right now because he owns those radio stations. That guy, he's doing a tour on the Trump tour bus, and we're going to have our own reporters down there with video cameras, and we'll be giving us live reports from what's going on down there. But the bottom line is, no, I don't think they have confidence in it, and they want to. The effort that Trump is leading is to defeat Brian Kemp for governor and Brad Raffensperger for Secretary of State.
Well, and unless I'm wrong here, tell me your opinion on this, but this issue about harvesting, it should be something that should either have bipartisan support to shut down, or at least we should all recognize that players on both sides have tried to take advantage of this. The biggest high-profile arrest in my memory came from 2012 of a Republican doing this out in North Carolina. Right? So this is an issue that could be potentially problematic on both sides. The point I'm making is if you're all about election integrity, this should be something that Democrats and Republicans should basically all get behind. This is a problem through and through, right?
Ballot harvesting is illegal in most states.
Right.
But it's legal in at least one state. This will shock you, of course. It's legal in California.
Yeah, I figured. Okay.
Yeah, right. Figures. Yeah. Who cares? But your point about the North Carolina case in question, I don't think it was 2012. I think it was like 2018.
Is that right?
Maybe,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe, but it in that instance, let's see maybe exactly when it was. Anyways, it was before 2020.
Okay.
In that particular instance, you're right. They were engaged in North Carolina. Ballot harvesting is illegal. But the guy that was arrested had done it for like decades for the Democrats.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he'd done it for decades for the Democrats.
Okay.
Nobody went after him. He allegedly did it one election for a Republican, and that's when they caught him.
About that. All right.
But if you look at it, the largest opportunity for fraud is in absentee ballots.
100%. And this is not just you. Again, this is something Clarence Thomas recognized as well over the last year or two as he's been speaking publicly about this and penning opinions for the Supreme Court. He's written multiple times about this very thing, is as we have more and more people stay home due to the pandemic or otherwise, this is going to become more and more problematic.
Yeah, exactly. And so the bottom line is right now, absentee ballots, if you look at the voting, Democrats usually win absentee ballots like 2-1.
Yeah.
So they are all in favor of more absentee ballots where there's more potential for fraud. They don't care about the fraud. I mean, just let's be honest. They just want to win the elections. I think what you're going to see, though, is there has been some tightening in election law. I don't think it's nearly as much as it should be. In Georgia, they passed a new bill that allows for drop boxes, less drop boxes. That was a mistake, because with drop boxes for absentee ballots comes fraud. Hey, when we come back, Grant Henry, it will be time for News Potpourri. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.